dude, this is Steve-O, and you are listening to Dr. Brady Smith on the Drilled Podcast.
Dig straight through and they speak Chinese. I got some questions, you got some answers. Tell me please, please, please. Tell me please, please, please. Tell me please, please, please.
And we're hot.
So hot right now, guys. So hot. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to the Drilled with Dr. Brady podcast. Here again with Lowell George Grenoff.
It's me.
Lowell, what's up, dude?
I have a headache. My stomach hurts.
All right, moving on.
I've been editing video until I've been cross-eyed lately. It's been like four days straight.
Yeah, we have a lot of video to edit.
Four days straight of it.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. So it's turned out really good. Welcome to this week's, this is our Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Day
happy
after
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving
to all who celebrate and to all who don't. Happy Thanksgiving anyways.
I hope your meals were awesome. I hope your guts are okay. And I hope the hangover's not too bad.
We're going to get right into some controversial stuff. Turkey is the most overrated item.
Oh, absolutely. I'm with you 100%.
In the Thanksgiving
pantheon
of culinary delights.
Okay, let's preface this. What are you having for Thanksgiving dinner?
So, in years past, I have said, how about we get like a honey baked ham instead of turkey? Because that to me is way more delicious. Mm-hmm. Like a Christmas ham, right? I know it's a Christmas ham, but I like it.
Ham rules, dude. If you get fried ham sandwiches the next day, I mean, it's just a 1-2 punch.
So let me answer your question. We will have, I'm assuming we're having turkey. We might do a ham this year. Turkeys are expensive, and they're hard to get your hands on, and they always run out of turkeys, and they're not that good. It's not like...
When you're in the mood for turkey, you're in the mood for turkey, but I do not want to have to eat turkey because I feel like I'm obligated to because some, you know, Hallmark in the 60s said that we're supposed to eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
Right. It's not my favorite meat. Not my favorite bird.
When you're in the mood for it, though,
it's not even my favorite bird.
You know, like it's good, but what do you? So you're having turkey, probably.
turkey or a ham? I don't know. I'm not really involved in this. We are staying local. We're not traveling, so my wife will be making a lot of food, and she's great at that. And our in-laws, my wife's mom and dad recently moved to local. They just live a few miles from us, and they moved from Las Vegas back in March. And so this is their first time in Washington for Thanksgiving. And so they'll bring some stuff, too. What we'll have is some kind of potato. We do a sweet potato casserole, like sweet yam type of casserole.
It's good stuff.
Very much. Ruth's Chris has a sweet potato casserole on their menu, which is like eating candy. It's so ridiculous. And it's the best thing at Ruth's Chris. And there's a lot of good things at Ruth's Chris. But that's probably the best thing. So we usually have rolls, some kind of rolls with butter and honey. Mm-hmm. The turkey, mashed potatoes of some sort usually, or some potato starch element. And what am I missing? A vegetable of some sort, I'm sure. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to take that little fuzzy thing between your ears, that space. I'm just going to explode that space void where your brain used to live.
Blow my mind.
This is what we're having. We're having prime rib.
Love it.
Lobster.
Double lobster
tails. Stuffed jalapenos where I stuff them with chicken that I cook for 7 hours and then deep fry. We're also having jalapenos that are stuffed with Tillamook sharp cheddar, extra sharp cheddar wrapped in bacon. And then grilled and smoked for a few hours. It's great.
Wow.
Fresh green beans, because that's just my jam.
I like green beans.
I like fresh green beans, especially. Yeasty rolls.
So yeasty.
And because there's one piece of the Thanksgiving puzzle that everyone at the house enjoys, and that's stuffing. We're going to make stuffing.
Stuffing is good.
Stuffing's my jam.
Stuffing can be good. Stuffing can be bad, too. There's bad stuffing.
Like Carly, I do a lot of the cooking for stuff like that. Like I'm cooking the prime rib, the jalapenos. Carly's making pecan pie.
Mm.
She's also doing the yeasty rolls, which are the best.
Yeah, we'll have some kind of dessert. I'm sure we'll have like a pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is good. I like pumpkin pie.
I'm a pecan pie guy, dude.
I like pecan. Yeah, pecan pie. Is it pecan or pecan? What do you say?
It's tomato, tomato. I just a bit.
It doesn't matter. I don't think I say it the same way twice.
Yeah, but I think this is the like whatever side of the Mason-Dixon line you're on is like how you say it pretty much.
Is that a horizontal line or a vertical line?
It's kind of more diagonally.
Mason-Dixon. I should look that up.
It's the Mississippi River, essentially.
Is it the Mississippi River? Okay. I thought it might have been the Mississippi River.
I preserve the right to be wrong.
Yeah.
That's what we're having. Prime rib. We're going to do some surf and turf for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I guess we're just doing turkey.
We usually do king crab, but I can't afford it. It's like $60 a pound. It's insanity.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad, huh?
Yeah, well, they don't have a crab year this year. They don't have like a crab season, so crab prices are insane. So we're just like, okay, I guess
is that part of
tails.
the supply drought
yeah.
is going on?
Yeah.
It's affected the crab market?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's affected the crab market.
I bet that means there's lots of crab out there.
Just wait.
We should buy a boat.
I know a guy that probably sell you one.
You should get a Halo Dental boat.
A Halo Dental boat. Yes, this is the misappropriation of our nonprofit funds.
Asking the IRS to look into our finances.
We just wave at him from the boat.
Why'd you buy this boat?
Waters.
As I bite into a big hunk of crab. I don't know. I just thought it was a good idea. Yeah, all right. So here's exciting things. Next week, we're going to be at the Dental Influencers Alliance Conference. We have an exhibitor space for the Halo Dental Network.
Oh, boy, do we.
Do we ever. Do you want to talk to you a little bit about what's going to be at this? Did we talk about that last episode?
We did a little bit. I don't think it's going to. We'll just do let's just do a brief.
A little recap?
Yes, we are going to have prizes. We're going to have sunglasses.
Wait, so if you are in Atlanta or the Atlanta area, please stop by. We'd love to see you. If you're not planning on going, change your mind and go. Plan on going. And I think it's going to be awesome. They got a great lineup of speakers. Fantastic. I'm very excited about Mike Dottola. And Mike Dottola doesn't know who I am, but I'm trying to change that. I know who he is. He is a great lecturer, a master orator, a storyteller. He is the only person, with the exception of one other person I know, that prepares his dental lectures like a comic prepares material.
Yeah, I saw a few attempts at that at the last conference I was at, and it did not go well.
Oh,
one dude was
no,
I literally was crickets. He would tell like the daddest of dad jokes, and the thing it would just go down in flames.
Mike kills it. We're going to try to get him on the podcast. He doesn't know this yet, so
wrestle him to the podcast.
We're going to wrestle him in the podcast booth while we're there. So we might be able to crank out a lot of podcasts there. There's a lot of people there
possibly
worth talking to. There's a lot of people there that are not worth talking to. We're going to try to decipher that, separate the wheat from the chaff, if you know what I'm saying. But, okay, so now, go ahead.
Boring stuff aside.
Once you come to our booth, what might one expect to find at a Halo Dental Network booth?
A party atmosphere. We're going to have really fun swag that you can win or be given. We're not going to be too pitchy. A little pitchy. Got to be careful of that. But you can.
Well, we'll call you names if you don't want to help us out.
You will have the opportunity to challenge me at a game of your choosing. You can either choose Mario Kart on SNES, or you can choose GoldenEye on N64. May the odds forever be in your favor. If you beat me, I won't pitch at you, and I will give you stuff. But the odds are not good.
They're not. Lowell is a fine-tuned machine.
Out of 110 matches at the last conference I did with this at Mario Kart, I was only beaten once. So it was 109-01.
It's a good record. GoldenEye is like Trial by Combat. We should call it that.
Yeah.
Trial by Combat will be
good
GoldenEye.
I'll even let you be Odd Job if it makes you feel better.
Oh, man.
I rule at that game, too.
The fun we used to have. When I was in high school, my friends, when we played GoldenEye, we would have a competition, and one person was Odd Job, and you were not allowed to use any weapons. All you could use was grenades, but you had a thing where you had unlimited grenades, I think. So you always had grenades.
Yeah, there's ways.
Yeah. So there's always grenades. It might have been, no. It might have been everyone had grenades. So no one, everyone only had grenades. And everyone had to go and fight Odd Job. So if you're Odd Job, you're against everybody. But you're really fast and quick, and so it's hard to catch him. So it's if you don't know who Odd Job is, just give that a little Google. Odd Job
very careful Google.
Yeah, write it in carefully.
It needs to be specific.
Anyway, those were the days, man. So we'll have that at our booth, which is super awesome. So at the booth, we'll have sunglasses that are super awesome, and pens,
stickers,
and stickers,
our presents.
And what are we going to try to talk people into doing? We're going to try to talk people into not being buttholes, being less of buttholes, and doing some charitable service for people who need it in their community. That's our pitch. That's not a bad pitch, right?
No. We're just it's going to be fun. You can. Yak at Brady about the Halo mission, or you can challenge me to your doom. And
yeah, I love it.
I talk a lot of crap about it, but I am very good. I'm very, very good.
So that's next week. So we should be doing the podcast live next week from Hotlanta, somewhere there. In the theme of Thanksgiving, Lowell, what do you give thanks for? What are you grateful for in this world?
Oh, there's a few things.
Talk to me.
Thankful for the health and of my family and myself. I'm thankful that I have a job that I don't hate.
Nice.
That's huge, man. You know this. You've told this story. When you hate what you do every day, it really makes everything else that much more rough. Mm-hmm. If you love what you do every day, rough things can come at you, but you have this foundation of awesome to stand upon to fight off the bad things. You know what I mean? Like
that's
your
exactly
foundation
right.
and platform, cyber stable.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's pretty much that's in a nutshell. I mean, like, good health and good times.
It's good. You know, the other day. My wife and I were alone. That's not where we're going. It's not going. It's not going where you think it's going. We were alone in for a very brief moment. Oh man, these people!
Interruptions again.
Hey everybody, it's Lowell George here. One of the drawbacks to doing the podcast at the dental office is that sometimes Dr. Brady gets called away. In fact, he's been. After the second time being called away, we tried to record this, and obviously, as I'm editing it right now, getting ready to post it, we've discovered that, at least I've discovered, that the last few minutes didn't get recorded. We talked about what Dr. Brady was thankful for. He's thankful for family, for health. We also touched on a subject that I'm going to look at this interruption as a blessing in disguise that I feel that we needed to dive much more deeply into, where we and Dr. Brady discuss our top three most embarrassing moments. We kind of briefly glanced over it due to time constraints, but on the next podcast, we will definitely dig deeper into that. So please tune in next week. We will definitely touch on that. Next week, we are going to be in Atlanta, Georgia at the DIA conference, the Dental Influencers Alliance conference in Atlanta, Georgia. At our Halo booth. If you guys don't know what Halo is, go check it out at halodentalnetwork.org. See all the cool stuff that we do. It's definitely the most rock and roll of nonprofits, if you know what I'm saying. The booth is going to be banging. We discussed it a little bit in the first part of this podcast. If you think you got what it takes to take me down at GoldenEye or Mario Kart, by all means, come visit us. The secret word for this week, since I was just kind of phoning in this last part, is that we will do a Black Friday craziness, because it's Black Friday today, and I just want everybody to be careful. It gets crazy out there. Want to just thank you for listening. Go check out Halo and we'll talk to you next week. See you all later. Love you and goodbye.